You know what that sound means? It's another episode of Game for a Movie, where we ask, are you game for a movie? My name is Mike. I will be your host this evening. I am joined by several friends throughout the episode. It is the quiz of 2024, where we go over some of the best moments in movies, TV, of 2024 and beyond. Let me introduce our contestants. We do not have anything we're drinking today because we are going to jump into the quiz. It's usually a longer episode, so why weigh it down by talking about what we're drinking when we can just jump right into the quiz? And if you would like, you can also play along at home while you're listening. Send us your answers and your final point total. We will be happy to shout you out for your final point total in the later episodes. Our first contestant is my buddy Zach. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad. Zach, I'm going to ask you right now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your 2024 movie and TV knowledge?
A week ago, I would have said better, but I'm coming off of ADHD medicine, so not super great.
Okay.
Plus, I'm like overstimulated from Christmas and getting back to a norm. So okay. I'm here to bring the average of everyone else down.
I'm sure you're going to be great.
Like a solid bowling team companion. I'm keeping everyone realistic and grounded. That's my goal, Mike.
I love it. Our second contestant is my buddy Heath. Heath, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
How do you feel about your level of knowledge of 2024?
That's about as confident as I am about 2024.
And finally, our third contestant, Mitchell. Welcome back, buddy.
Hey. Woo! Thank you, Mike.
How are you feeling about 2024 movie TV knowledge?
You know, it was a busy year for me. I got married. You attended. Thank you so much for attending.
Look at that ring.
Mike was one of my groomsmen, of course. And we had a bachelor party. I was doing school working. So a lot of my consumption of media, it was primarily through social media. So I may not watch a lot of these films or TV shows, but I definitely am very much aware of them. So we'll see where that gets me today.
That should help out a little bit at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Oh, and I went to Japan too. So give me some Japan trivia in there. And I think I'd do well. Do we got anything?
Yeah, I think I'm 0 for.
Oh, shit.
I'm 0 for the quiz, I think. I don't think so.
No Godzilla X Kong, the new empire?
Maybe one.
Okay.
Maybe one. So we'll see. I'll let you know.
Okay, perfect.
All right, our players are ready to go. Let's jump into it. The movie and TV quiz of 2024. This is round one. Round one was all about movie and TV news of the year 2024. Number one, 2024 was the year of the biopic. For 5 points, I'm going to give you an actor and you give me which real person they played in a biopic this year. Part one, Kingsley Ben-Adir.
Bob Marley.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't say Gandhi because that doesn't feel 2023-ish.
Kingsley Ben-Adir. Oh, man, Mike. There's not even like an answer that went in my head. Okay. So I have no clue. Kingsley Ben-Adir. I think I'm mixing him up with someone else, which is really bad. Kingsley was... he was the he played Walt Disney in a knockoff revival of Saving Mr. Banks, obviously.
Part two, Dennis Quaid.
Joan Cusack.
Oh, good grief. He was Reagan.
Dennis Quaid played Ronald Reagan.
Part three, Sebastian Stan.
Donald Trump.
Part four, Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, shoot. Bob. Oh, it's coming out now. Well, soon when we're recording this at the end of December.
We're recording this. Yeah, it's out as of like 2 days ago. As
I can't remember.
Recording.
Bob Saget.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
And part five, Marissa Abella.
Oh, man. Donald Trump.
Marissa Abella. I don't know the name. Bella. Priscilla.
I don't even know who that is. Marissa Abella. Do I know her? Should
Probably
I
not.
Know her?
You know Give the me. Movie, I'm pretty sure. but you probably don't know her.
Marissa Abella. Okay. I want to say there was an Amy Winehouse movie that came out, and that might be her. That was the first thing that came to mind. So give me Amy Winehouse for her.
So Kingsley Benadire played Bob Marley. Dennis Quaid played Ronald Reagan. Sebastian Stan was Trump. Timothy Chalamet is Bob Dylan. And Marissa Abella played Amy Winehouse. Number two, it's official. Robert Downey Jr. is back in the MCU. He is Dr. Doom, and his Avengers movie is now called Avengers Doomsday, replacing what previously named entry?
Kang's War of Kang? Something with Kang.
Kang Dynasty?
Avengers Kang Dynasty, I believe.
That's right. It was Avengers Kang Dynasty. Obviously, no longer dealing with Kang. You've got Dr. Doom. Number three. This year, Thanksgiving weekend broke records as the highest grossing Thanksgiving weekend of all time. What year was unthroned as the previous most? And yes, I have given you a multiple choice for this one. Is it A, 2010, B, 2013, C, 2015, or D, 2017?
2015.
Thanksgiving. Crazy weekend. I have 2013.
I'm going to go 2013 because I want to say that was Frozen. So I'm going to go 2013.
You just gave me the answer why it was, thank you. It was 2013. Because both the other two contestants asked me and I was like, oh, I'll look it up. And I never remembered to look it up. Yes, it was Frozen. So yes, that is exactly it. Number four, lookalike contests happened this year, including the big one that launched it that was done for Timothée Chalamet. Which Chalamet character was the winner dressed as?
Ooh. I'm on a Willy Wonka.
Ooh. This is one of those things where you only see blurbs or headlines and you're like, why am I reading this at all? I'm just going to go with Wonka.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. So we're either going to go with, I'm just thinking out loud here, who they may have dressed up as. Either Wonka, Dune, no way anyone dressed up as him in Lady Bird, Call Me By Your Name. I'm going to go with, did someone dress up as him from Dune?
Wonka is correct.
It just seems like the rest are just Timothée Chalamet variations.
It's just, exactly. It's just, oh, cool. You're Timothée Chalamet just wearing a different coat. Okay.
Right. Even Bob Dylan, I was like, well, he still looks just like Timothée Chalamet till he talks.
Yeah, okay. Right. Exactly. Number five, George Santos, yes, that guy, sued a late night TV host for buying cameos of the disgraced ex-congressman saying ridiculous things. What late night host was it that was buying the cameos?
Jimmy Kimmel.
I mean, first guess got to be Kimmel.
I'm going to just take a guess and say Colbert.
It was Kimmel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I figure like Colbert is just like he's in his bag with politics. So I figured.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. I see how you get there. Also would have thought, I think my answer would have been, if I didn't know the right one, would have been somebody like John Oliver.
Oh, I feel like that's something, a segment on the show.
Yeah, I feel like that would have totally been something he would have done. Number six, this is the only one that involves a 2023 movie, but it happened in 2024. The Golden Globes added the category Cinematic and Box Office Achievement. Which movie won the inaugural award?
Oh my gosh. I got Mitchell's versus the Machines.
Barbie.
Okay. What was the big one from 2023? I want to say it's Barbie, right? I'm going to go Barbie.
It's Barbie.
All right.
Number seven. Only one of these shows has been officially canceled. Which one is it? A, All American on the CW. B, The Equalizer on CBS. C, Orphan Black Echoes on Netflix. Or D, School Spirits on Paramount Plus.
School Spirits.
God, you could tell me they were all canceled and I wouldn't know. I don't want to throw out The Equalizer because, of course, I was interested in seeing that series. But I'll go with The Orphan Black.
I've never even heard of School Spirits. I'm going to say that one.
It is not School Spirits.
Oh, was it Orphan Black?
Orphan Black Echoes.
That figures. It was
Yeah.
good. All right.
It was good. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Number eight. How many total Marvel movies and TV shows were released in 2024? And for a TV show, it needs to have started and finished in 2024.
Three, Agatha, four. There's only six.
Okay, so Marvel. Oh, jeez. So I got to pull out the figures. Movies and TV shows,
Movies
so
and TV shows.
yeah, this is tougher than I thought it would be. I'm just gonna say three because I cannot think beyond that.
Okay. Marvel in particular. So let me go. So movies count, right? Or
Yes,
so
movies and
movies,
TV
okay.
shows.
Okay, gotcha. So What If is wrapped up. So What If is one. Deadpool Wolverine is the obvious big movie. I think that was the only film that came out, right? Because they pushed everything else back. Yeah, so What If, Deadpool Wolverine. Was there, I wonder if there was like a sneaky season of I Am Groot that came out. I always feel like every time I go to the Marvel tile, there's always like new episodes of that. I'm gonna say yes to that, so let's give it three. And then let's see on the TV show side. God. Oh, Agatha. That's four. I think that might be it, dude. I'm gonna say four total.
So you are correct with four. You are not correct with the four they are,
Oh,
but you just need to get the
okay.
number. It
Perfect.
was Deadpool and Wolverine was the only movie. Agatha All Along and What If, you were exactly right. And Echo came out in January.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yo, talk about a show I completely forgot about.
Shoom. Just, I would
Wow.
never ever remember that. Number nine, move over Travis Kelce and T-Swift. We have a new celebrity football player power couple. Who got engaged to Buffalo Bills QB Josh Allen over the Bills bye week?
Haley Stanfield.
Haley Stanfield.
That's our young Kate Bishop, Haley Steinfeld.
Haley Steinfeld, yep.
Yeah, Steinfeld.
Pronunciation don't matter.
I
And
only know that because of the Spider-Man drama.
oh,
Do you
the
know?
Spider-Man. About how the delay in the animation and everything, or like
No,
the
well, no, that part sucks. But the guy who plays Miles, whose name I can't remember, obviously, you've heard the last couple questions, was trying so hard to date her.
Oh
Because all
no.
the previous Spider-Man and Mary Jane, or their
Yeah, right.
female, had dated up until Beyond the Spider-Verse. And
Oh
then she got engaged, and he like shut
no.
down his TikTok and all his social
Oh
media. Yeah, it was
no.
rough.
Poor guy. And number 10, for 5 points, what are the top five highest grossing box office films of 2024? That is both domestic and international. You do not have to get this in order. We're just looking for the top five.
All I remember is Wicked. Wick, John Wick, Wicked. The Donald Trump movie. Was it The Apprentice? What are two other movies that came out this year? Deadpool Wolverine. And another movie, Nosferatu.
Deadpool Wolverine. Oh, something just. I'm terrible at the box office stuff. And I'm thinking all 2023 right now.
It's all 2024.
Oh, this is the worst. Next year, I'll be able to come back and take this quiz, no problem.
Yeah, right. Skip a year, that got it.
What is it? God, I can't even think of any popular movies in 2024 right now. Beyond Deadpool, Wolverine, Alien, Romulus, and I know, I can't
I'm
tell
not
you.
giving you
I
anything.
know. I didn't mean to make that sound like it had a question mark at the end. We'll just throw it in
Question
there.
mark.
Just because I'm like, okay, now I'm just gonna name movies that came out in that year. God, those are the only two I can think of, honestly.
Okay.
And it's going to kill me when you tell me the top four.
Okay. Do I have to get it in order? Or I just need the five.
Just need the five.
So Inside Out 2, I think is still number one. Inside Out 2, Deadpool and Wolverine. I want to say Moana has cracked the top five at this point. So I'm going to say Moana 2 is up there as well. That's going to be a yellow. I might take that one back. Let me think of the other ones. I think Wicked has been huge domestically, but not internationally. So I don't think it is in the top five there. Okay, let me think of like summer. Oh, Dune. I'm gonna put Dune up there for now. There's no way Godzilla Kong had that kind of pull. Maybe it did. Okay. So I got the two locks are Inside Out 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine. I'm gonna say Dune 2. Fuck it. Yeah, it's gonna be in the top five. And then what else came out over the summer? Jesus, I'm such a Disney person. I got to broaden my horizons. Okay. This is compelling audio, I know.
I love
Am
it.
I
No,
missed?
I talking it out, you're great.
Okay. Here's the thing. I just watched Sonic 3,
Okay.
and I think that made a lot of money. I don't know if it's top five money, but I think it has made a lot of money since it
So
came out.
I'm gonna give you this one just because I think it's wrong to lead you down this path. I think it'll get there. It's not there yet, is what
Got
I'll
it.
say.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Let's see what else is there. I'm just gonna go through the movies that I had seen. This is so bad. Okay, so I got my top three. I'm gonna say Moana 2 is in there, so that's four. And then my fifth one, trying to think of anything that came out earlier this year that crushed it. Let's see. Let me think of sequels. It's either because I think that most of the top 10, if not all the top 10, is sequels. What's another good sequel that came out? And then fuck it. I'll just put Godzilla Kong. I know that was big earlier in the year. So that's my top five.
At five was Moana 2. At four was Dune Part 2. At three, Despicable Me 4. At two, Deadpool and Wolverine. And taking home the top spot, Inside Out 2. So you got seven on the round. That's pretty good.
Okay. All
That's
right.
pretty good. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you got 11 points on round one. So you're doing just
Nice.
fine. Out of 10 questions, you got 11 points. How does that make
Perfect.
sense? Because we have multiple points. So that's 13 points.
Not bad.
As of
I'll
right now,
take
you
it.
have the lead in the first round.
Oh.
All right, we move to my favorite round. This is taglines. I'm going to give you the tagline of a movie that came out in 2024. You have to tell me what movie it is. So, round two, question one. Jack Black is not Santa.
Oh, dear Santa.
I don't know if they actually called this movie this, but it's all I can think of because I know the premise. Satan Claus?
Oh, Dear Santa or Dear Satan or
Dear
whatever it is.
Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you would have said Dear Satan, I would have given it to you because it's just confusing. But yeah. Number two, Chase, Ride, Survive.
Chase, ride, survive. Chase, ride, survive. Twisters?
I hate this category.
Yeah.
Chase, ride, survive. Oh, chase, ride, survive. Darn it.
Gears are turning.
Yeah, but I think I got myself off the path. I think I'm stuck on thinking it's Horizon, but it's probably some sci-fi movie. I'll just say Horizon.
Chase. Oh, Twisters.
Twisters too. Or
Shut
Twisters, yeah.
up. All right.
See? It's not that
I haven't written it. When did they ride the Twister?
bad. I don't know. That is weird. Number three, probably my favorite one on this list, Expose the corruption, protect the hive.
Expose the corruption, protect the hive. Did the beeman come out this, or the beekeeper?
You're telling alien Romulus?
Expose the corruption, protect the hive. Why? I'm trying to. Is there a sequel to the B movie that came out? Because that's a good tagline for it. I don't know. I'm going to say B movie 2 starring Jerry Seinfeld.
No.
Damn it.
It's the Beekeeper.
Oh. Which honestly, I wouldn't have assumed out of 2024, but
another January release.
Tell me that it doesn't fit Alien Romulus now.
It does fit Alien Romulus, but it does also fit better the Beekeeper.
Yes.
Because of the corruption. Yes. The corruption. Not because of the hive, because of the corruption.
All right, we'll lead into the corruption.
Number 4, Hear No Evil.
Hear No Evil. Hear No Evil. I don't know, the poster, like the mouth is... It's not The Quiet Place 2. Bird Box. I know that wasn't this year. What is it?
I'm terrible at the horror genre, so I'm sure there's something in there. But didn't they also release the new Quiet Place movie? The prequel. God, I wouldn't even remember the name. Anyways, Quiet Place. It's going to get quiet. I don't know.
Hear No Evil. It's the... Oh, shit.
That's not the name of the movie.
I know. Hear No Evil. It was the... gosh, it was the one with... why am I forgetting dude's name? But it's like... I think it was a remake of like some Polish movie, horror movie, where it's like a family, they meet up and are hosted by this other family and they're kind of fucked up and the kid can't talk or something. So that's, if that's the title of the movie, if I stumbled into that being the title of the movie, I think I got it right. Speak No Evil. I'm just going to say Speak No Evil.
Speak No Evil. Well done.
Yeah.
Number 5, Fall Hard.
Fall Hard. Fall Guys? Fall Guy?
I'm laughing at your pain. I am laughing at your pain.
Another reason that the category is in, I know, but is it Fall Hard? I don't know.
Fall Hard?
Yep.
Oh, The Fall Guy.
The Ryan Gosling movie, The Fall Guy.
Which I've seen twice and I couldn't remember anything from it.
Oh, there you go. Number 6, Will They Make History or Fake It?
Oh, man. They Make History or Fake It. I got no idea. Inside Out 2.
I hate this category. I hate it so much. So I could think of 1,000 other movies in other years that this would fit well for. I don't know.
Ooh, Will They Make History or Fake It? Ugh. Make History or Fake It?
Will They Make History or Fake It?
Oh, I fucking know it. It's the Scarlett Johansson movie that bombed. Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly Me to the Moon was the correct answer there. And I did almost sing it, but no, we don't do that here. Number 7, Sometimes It Is the One Who Loves You Who Hurts You the Most.
Oh, jeez. Is it the Sydney Sweeney movie? I can't remember the name of it. Terrifier 3.
Oh, gosh. Oh, it's not going to be this one. We're going to go for a perfect score on this.
Sometimes it's the one who loves you that hurts you the most. I mean, that could be Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, but I think only certain viewers could receive that movie in such a way. I think it would be funny if, just to, like, fuck with people, the marketing departments at these huge, production companies will just switch log lines and
yeah,
see if it actually makes sense. This one does not, unfortunately. Say the line one more time.
Sometimes it is the one who loves you who hurts you the most.
Sometimes it's one who loves you that hurts you the most. I mean, I'm just going to say Challengers by Notes on it.
I know there's a lot of controversy with this one, but it ends with us. Number eight, this could be literally almost any movie. Villains aren't born, they're made.
Despicable Me 4.
I don't know. I'm just going to lean into Alien Romulus for everything.
Villains aren't born, they're made. Villains. So it's not Deadpool Wolverine. It's not. Is there a bad guy sequel? Shit. This is where I'm stumbling now. And it's not Dune 2, though I think it could work for Dune. Shit. I'm just gonna, well, hold on. Could work for Wicked 2, but that's not how they want to frame Elphaba's story. Not Sonic 3. Let's see. No, I don't know. I'm just gonna say Sonic 3 by Notes on it.
That's a good guess. It was Kraven the Hunter, but that's a good guess.
That's just the kind of, like a hard line. Like Gru's gonna come get you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Number nine, this daddy's a baddie.
I feel like Mel Gibson's attached to this.
This daddy's a baddie.
This daddy's a baddie. The Leftovers. I don't know.
Long legs.
This daddy's a baddie? Oh my God. It can't be Despicable Me, I don't think. Rarely do you double dip, by the way, and credit to you for, just making sure that a previous answer isn't used again.
Yeah, right.
Really great
Yeah.
quiz making by you.
Yeah.
This daddy is a baddie.
This daddy's
Ooh,
a
man, again, my mind goes back to Godzilla.
baddie.
The Boy and the Heron. No, that came out last year.
Was a poll, all right.
Could you imagine a Miyazaki film with that as the tagline? After some mistranslation
Yeah,
from
right.
Japanese to English.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Daddy's a fatty. I'm just trying to think of comedies or rom-coms right now. Daddy's a baddie. Daddy. Dude, I figured out Fly Me to the Moon, but I can't figure out this bullshit. This daddy's a baddie. I don't know it.
Despicable Me 4.
Shut up. Ah. Ah. From left field. Oh man.
You should have guessed Despicable Me 4.
No shit. Fuck.
Yeah.
I was trying to give you credit.
I
Trying to be
know. You said all of the things. I did not script this. This is amazing. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
I hate
Despicable Me
you.
4. Number 10. Everything he draws is about to get real.
Oh, here on the purple crayon.
And we'll finish it on a perfect note. I'm just going to answer Cosby's a little tasteless. Let's go with, God, I don't know, Cool World.
It's the purple crayon shit with Zach Levy.
Levi.
Levi. Yeah, sure.
Harold and the Purple Crayon.
I haven't even heard of that, so.
It was a movie that existed. 5 out of 10. That's okay.
Thanks.
That's
Thanks.
good. That's really good. Usually that's our tough one. So a five
Yeah.
out of 10 is usually a pretty good score. Well, I know you'll find this hard to believe, but you didn't get one on that.
I am just shocked.
So you got 6 points on that one. All right, round three is called sequel subtitles. Every one of these is a franchise that had a release in 2024. You have to tell us the subtitle to the title. So, for example, if it was Avengers, we would be looking for Infinity War or something like that if it came out that year. So, round three, question one, Bad Boys.
Gonna get him
for life.
Oh, Bad Boys 4. Right. Bad Boys for Life.
Arrow for Life was the third one. Ride or Die.
Ride or Die, sure.
Number two, Venom.
The Last Dance.
Oh, God, what are they calling this one? God, man, that second category just ruined me for the rest of the day. Venom, Dead and Loving It.
Venom, The Last Dance.
Last Dance.
Well, that was the worst movie I saw in theaters this year, I will say.
Mine is The Exorcism.
Oh, I
But
didn't see that.
that was supposed to be bad. Borderlands is also up there, but it wasn't, that wasn't as bad.
No interest in Borderlands. Yeah.
I say with Borderlands, if you love the IP, you probably had a like worse time than I did. Because
Yeah.
like for me, I don't know much about the IP, so I was just kind of like, eh, it's fine. It's not good. But you know, I don't know all the lore or anything like that. I just went in, bad movie be bad, you know?
Yeah.
So number three, Ghostbusters.
Where are they?
Oh, the latest Frozen Empire?
Oh, Afterlife?
No,
Frozen
Frozen
Empire.
Empire.
You had it. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that one. People,
All
if you're gonna argue with me listening to this, he had it.
right.
Like I saw it, what he had. Number four, Alien.
Romulus. Alien
Romulus.
If
It had to be one of those.
just keep guessing, it'll happen.
It was like one of the few movies I saw in 2024, apparently.
Romulus.
You know how you've been obsessed with Kong, Godzilla Kong?
Yeah, the
Contestant
Empire.
two was obsessed with Alien Romulus. That was his like joke answer for everything. And finally I said Alien, he goes, "Yes." Number five is Joker.
Do I have to say it in French or can I just
Pronunciation doesn't matter, whatever you
La
got.
foudre dose?
Oh gosh, it's like fully do.
Folle la deux.
Pronunciation does not matter on this one. That's folle à deux. Number six, Paddington. And I will say this is a little bit of a technicality because it did get released in the UK. It does get released February 14th for the United States.
There was a Paddington movie this year? Paddington. We nailed it in the second one.
Oh gosh. Three.
Paddington gets marmalade.
Paddington in Peru.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yep.
I didn't never why okay.
Number seven, Rebel Moon.
Rebel Moon, The Lost Empire.
Oh, terrible. Snyder, Netflix. God, I'm not going to remember anything else other than I barely remembered the Rebel Moon. I just know it's a terrible name, so that, oh yeah, that's a Zack Snyder thing. I don't know. Rebel, the other side of the Rebel Moon.
Rebel, oh fuck. Yeah, this is a movie that came and went for me. Rebel Moon Resistance, or I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's the Scar Giver.
Scargiver, yeah.
And mind
Okay.
you, that's the second one. Can you tell me the first one's subtitle?
Mike, of course not.
A Child of Fire.
Child of Fire. Okay, sure.
Yes, he copied Elemental, the
There it
fire
is.
child.
That's right. Yeah.
Number eight, The Descendants.
Descendants, Electric Boogaloo.
What?
The
The
Disney movie, The
Descendants?
Descendants. Not the George Clooney movie.
Right, that's the one I'm thinking
No,
of.
no, no. The Disney Channel movie, Descendants. They've had like eight of them at this point.
I don't know. Still finding more?
The Disney Descendants?
Like the Descendants movies?
Oh, fuck. Oh, bleh.
I had to
The
clarify
Descendants.
because Contestant 2 also thought Descendants like the George Clooney one. And no, not that one.
That's a sad movie to give a sequel to. The Descendants of this one I have no idea. The Descendants Ascend.
The Rise of Red.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah. I knew you had that up your alley.
Yeah. You have to watch the first seven to really get and
Yeah,
understand the
I don't think
context.
you'd be able to follow just jumping in. Number nine, Godzilla X Kong.
Oh man, the Lost Empire? Something was lost, and that other
Okay.
monkey's gonna come.
We may have broken Heath.
And you may have broken Heath. I know. I'm like, the Zoom has not frozen. Monster Island.
The new empire! Let's go! Godzilla! Hold on. I'm gonna get my Godzilla action figure
Oh
that's
my
on my
God.
stand right now. Hold on. I will celebrate this moment properly. I
Nice.
got him. I
Look at
got
that.
this
Oh
one in
my
Japan.
God, that's awesome. And number 10, yes, I know it's hard to believe, but The Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, what was Peter Jackson thinking?
Oh God, it's about the so Rohim. I'll just go with that.
Oh, well, there I could see it. It starts with an R, I want to say. And it's probably some shit from the Silmarillion, and I can't pronounce it. So the Ring of Revelador.
I'm going to give this to you. It's the War of the Rohirrim.
The Rohirrim, yes, yeah, whatever. The
I'm going to give you
writers,
that.
I know what it's about. I know it's the animated one, but
Yep.
I didn't realize it was such a long title.
All right, that round, you got 5 out of 10.
All right.
You're holding
Yeah,
strong. You're holding
I'm seeing a streak
strong.
here.
Okay,
Interesting.
you better round that time. You got four.
I'll take that over the last round. Round two is non-existent.
That round was a little tougher for you.
Yeah,
Not gonna lie on that one. You got four. Round four. These are 2024 movies described by letterboxed reviews. So round four, question one. The story was good, but as for the songs, you can tell Lin-Manuel wasn't in the room when they happened.
Moana 2.
Moana 2.
Funny. Moana 2, because he didn't do the song for that.
That was Moana 2. Number two, I am a theater kid at heart. What can I say?
Wicked?
Wicked.
Well, I guess Wicked, right?
Wicked, of course. Number three, how did three of these movies get made?
Despicable. No, there was three of them. Despicable Me's on four. I'll say it was Despicable Me. What was it?
Can be so obvious when I hear it. Third one got me. Oh, I don't know. Star Giver? Darn
Only two so far.
it.
Three. Okay. I'm gonna say The Last Dance. Venom, The Last Dance.
Right
Right on.
off. Number four. The next time I do shrooms, I'm summoning Aubrey Plaza.
Is a movie?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. It's the Coppola's big crazy. Oh, what's the name of that movie? I'm blanking on it. But she gets shot with a bow and arrow.
I think you're thinking Megalopolis.
Yeah.
I can't think of, I don't know.
Oh, damn. Oh, God. It's funny because it's so these are just movies, right? Not
Yes, these are
shows.
just movies.
Okay. Because the biggest thing I remember her from this year was Agatha. And that really viral TikTok clip of her summoning the horror of darkness or whatever. Which is so great. Oh, bloodiness. What movie was she in this year though? And I know she was one. Shrooms. She wasn't. Oh, God. I don't know. What was the movie?
That's the movie My Old Ass. Number five, the cast made this an entertaining watch, and Burton doing 90s Burton was better than anything he's done since Sweeney Todd.
Beetlejuice.
Just one of those. And I'm like, oh, you completely forgot about this. It's going to kill you when you hear it.
I'm not saying it a third time.
Oh, God damn it. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Yeah, what Tim Burton movie was made? Oh, I feel like such a bad fan right now because it's funny. There was like some interview that recirculated when like press for this movie was out, and he was describing like what his when he was working on Edward Scissorhands and like the neighborhood design and all that. He's like, I wanted it to be, you know, in his head, like the most boring place, the most unimaginative place ever. And he modeled it after his childhood town, which is Burbank, California, which is where Disney Studios and all these other major studios are. And I go running in Burbank all the time,
Nice.
and because it's like 10 minutes away from me. Anyway, I like Burbank. I would love to buy a house in Burbank. Anyway, I gosh, fuck, what movie though did he make? I'm just trying to I'm trying to rack my brain. Oh, Beetlejuice,
Beetlejuice.
I would have, that's a good synopsis of the movie too.
Right?
Yeah.
Number six, minus one star because this one doesn't have Megan Fox in a crop top leaning over the hood of a car.
Oh my God. Oh man. Transformers name, I don't remember.
Oh, good grief. I don't remember. There's too many of these to be like, it's the rise of the dark side of the
There's only one release this year.
Beast Wars.
Transformers 1.
That was Transformers 1. Number seven, Chris Evans did Knives Out, then decided he's never going to be in a good movie ever again.
Red one.
God, was it? I'll just go with the red one.
Red one?
Red one. Yes, correct.
The only one I can think of, but I swear he's in another terrible movie because that is a very apt description. You're like, why is he doing all these weird roles?
Number eight. There were epic horn sounds, so I'm content.
Huh. Gladiator 2?
Epic horn sounds, so I'm content. I don't know. Inside Out 2.
Epic horn sounds. Dune 2 immediately came to mind because that's the score. Horn sounds. That's yeah, I'm just gonna say Dune 2, but I could be wrong.
Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim. Gotta have
A
the war
strange be like,
horns.
I really liked it. I really love when they blow the horn and they go in about. Like, what?
Right. Number nine. Yes, Keanu, you are a national treasure.
Sonic 3.
Toy Story 4? It's the Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm assuming Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
That's Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And finally, number 10, suggestion. If you ever want to do something this boring and unbelievably bad written, at least for the love of God, make sure he's half naked while fighting.
Craven?
Oh, Gladiator 2.
Oh, that could be a lot of things. Okay. While fighting. Let me think of like an action movie. Half naked while fighting?
This is the local surveillance video of me at Walmart.
What?
Is the local surveillance video of me at Walmart. Make him half naked while fighting.
That's funny. Remember that one time a bear walked into a liquor store while we were living in Connecticut? That was fun.
I do remember that
Yeah.
time. I also remember when
Yeah.
I went running and there was a bear like 10 feet away from me with its cubs. And
Yeah, I remember you telling me that story. That's a scary situation to be in.
That was not fun.
I don't know. What is it?
Craven the Hunter.
I swear, I'm just gonna go watch this stupid movie and get it out because it's
Got
gonna fill in the blanks for half of this.
seven on that one. That was
All
great.
right. Yeah,
Great
nice.
job. That's 5 points on that round.
Nice. I feel like you threw in Craven because you knew, first of all, it's so new that a lot of people might not have seen it. Two, nobody wants to see it.
It's
So you know it's kind of a.
also because when I came up with this category, the first review on Letterboxd was this one. And I'm like, this is perfect. This is
I
exactly what I
gotta have
want from
that.
this round. Like, and
Yeah.
I'm putting it last. Like, I already knew one, two, three, four. I'm putting it 10.
I will say Aaron Taylor Johnson's abs, they might be the best in Hollywood right now. Shredded, dude. Like in The Fall Guy, you see it too. It's like shredded.
Sure. I haven't seen them. I don't really Google that.
You could count them, and there's a lot. There's more than you would expect.
Cum gutters.
Exactly.
Oh, God. You got
it's
seven
like a
that
nice
round.
Little aqueduct like system. Oh, great. Seven. I'll take it.
Yeah,
Seven.
seven.
Let's go. Seven.
Our final category is looking ahead to 2025. It is round five. As always, this is subject to change, but this is as it stands right now. So all of these things should be coming out in 2025 at some point. Round five, question one. A new Tron movie is coming, which means a new soundtrack. Which band is in charge of the third movie's tracks?
Oh, it's either Daft Punk or Nine Inch Nails. So I'm going to pick one, Nine Inch Nails.
30 Seconds to Mars.
It better be Daft Punk.
Nine Inch Nails. Daft Punk is retired,
Yeah, of
supposedly.
course. Yeah, sure. You don't
Yeah.
think they come back for that Disney money?
Yeah, right. Well, this one's Nine Inch Nails, so.
Yeah, all right. Do you like that I knew just one of those
I love that you're just like, it's either
two?
Daft Punk or Nine Inch Nails. You'd be correct. It's one of them. Number two, speaking of third movies, the latest Knives Out sequel is coming out too. Do you remember the title of it?
Glass Onion again.
No, and I have nothing but joke answers going through my head, so I don't want
Let it fly.
to. I don't think Rusty Trombone's the correct answer.
Knives Out. Let me see. I guess I don't. No, I have like, is it something in Venice? No.
I think Zach guessed glassier onion.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was like. What glass onion just sent me into the Rusty Trombone. I'm like, no! Now my brain is never going to wrap itself around what it really is.
It's called Wake Up, Dead Man.
Oh,
Yep.
no, I've never even heard it. I never even heard it. That's good to know.
Yeah, there you
All
go. You
right,
learned
Knives
something
Out
new
movie.
today. You learned something new
What?
today. Number three, there are four Pooniverse movies being released in 2025, including the Monsters Assemble film, which is going to be released on Halloween. What three main Disney characters are getting their own horror movies this year before they all team up? I can guarantee you it is none of the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honeys, but along those lines.
Tigger.
Okay, so Tigger was part of Blood and Honey 2. We're
Okay.
looking for, these are the title characters.
Oh, sorry.
And there's not another Blood and Honey. I'll give you that off the bat. These are new characters.
Pinocchio. Okay. Disney characters that are open to mate. Pinocchio. It'd be cool if there's a Jungle Book one. And a Hunchback.
When you say Peter Pan, I'm basing these solely on a conversation I overheard. That is it. These are not from, oh yeah, so doing my research or looking through all these horror movies coming
Oh,
up.
don't worry. I've
Here's
done the
what I saw.
research. I've
This
done
is all because
the
of a conversation I overheard you having. And
research.
I can only remember Peter Pan as the one off that I was like, oh, that's a new one. I hadn't heard about that. And the others were the ones that I had heard about, like the Steamboat Willie one. And then those are all I can think of. That's all I can think of. That's all I got.
Okay, I'll go, Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willie. I'm gonna go. Can I just do like Little Mermaid or something? That
That's
might be
good
technically,
enough. I know where you're talking about.
yeah, just like I'm just trying to think of like what would you build a horror movie around? Which like, they kind of did in The Lighthouse, another great Robert Eggers movie. And then the third one, let's go with Oswald the Rabbit. I don't know.
Oh,
So
Pinocchio is the only one I'm sure of.
Pinocchio is one.
Okay.
The other two is Bambi the Reckoning
Shut up.
and Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare. And that's not even to mention they have
Yeah.
a Popeye the Sailor Man one that's not part of this universe that's just coming out.
Is Popeye open? All right, I guess he is. Public domain, not open domain.
And a movie called Screamboat, which is Steamboat Mickey. Also not part of this universe, just
All
happens
right.
to be coming out. Number four. The director of The Greatest Showman brings us another musical documentary called Better Man. What famous UK musician is it about?
Oh, Robbie. What's Robbie's last name? He's a chimpanzee. I don't know his last name.
Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams.
He's a chimpanzee. Robbie Williams. I gave you the point already. As
Yeah,
soon
you
as you
don't
said
know.
Robbie, I was like, nip.
I'm Googling this. He's not Robbie Williams. He's a monkey.
He's a monkey.
I'm sending you this now because I need your reaction while we're recording this.
Oh my God, I'm ready. He is a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
What is
In
this?
the movie Better Man, Robbie Williams biopic or biopic, he is a CGI chimpanzee. And
You know what? That just fits for Robbie
I
Williams. I
don't know
think
why. Yeah.
that just fits for him. I don't know.
Everyone else is still human. Everything else is normal. He's a
Yeah.
chimpanzee.
Number five, 2025 will be the first movie entry in James Gunn's new DC universe. We get his take on Superman and also his take on what other DC hero who showed up in the trailer for Superman sporting a bowl cut.
Oh, Guy Gardner's Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Oh, Guy Gardner.
That is Guy Gardner's Green Lantern. Number six, though no release date is set, there is a potential Nicolas Cage movie coming in 2025, strongly featuring what sport?
I don't know. This is new to me, but I want to see a Nicolas Cage movie about badminton. So.
Ooh. Sport, his first sport movie. Oh, God, I just want him to do one of each.
I want the Air Bud movies, but Nicolas Cage.
What? See that dog jump?
You gotta call
Right.
the
Oh my God.
I just want this. I want this now.
I know, I know. Well, I'll just God, I'll just guess because I'm not sure. I haven't heard of anything, but I don't know. I'll go into just say baseball.
Sport. Oh man, I know Nick Cage is your guy.
I
Is
had to
it?
include it.
I know. Which sport? What kind of sport movie would Nick Cage be a part of? I'm gonna go curling.
It is called The Surfer, and it's about surfing.
I knew that on the island.
I think so, yes.
They go, he takes this crew to an island, and if I'm not mistaken, it's an island of like terrorists or drug dealers or something.
I want it. I want it so
I
bad.
wanted to, believe me, I
I
saw it. I
want
was
it
like,
so
oh, they read
bad.
the synopsis, but it's funny that the whole surfer part is like you just blink it out as you're like, wait, an island?
Yeah,
We're going to
right.
be doing
Yeah,
what?
stop. Yeah, right.
But the minute you said surfing, that absolutely clicked. Yes, I'm dying to see that.
Number seven, there's going to be another Insidious film. This time it stars Kumail Nanjiani and what actress slash musician?
Oh, Rihanna.
Male, and don't know for sure. I don't want to. Do think it's got to be a singer that has never acted before? Because she, I, it would shock me if you go from Oscars to the Joker
Oh, I
to
see where you're thinking.
Insidious.
Okay, I see where you're thinking.
And that's the only actress slash singer I can think of, but I'm like, okay, this is Insidious. So maybe it is like something like a
Think the opposite way.
maybe
Maybe
it's
not as.
God, I've only got two guesses. One, I don't even know who she is. It's just a guess I keep throwing out when someone says new singer. I'm like, I don't know, is it this person? But I'll just say the Haley Steinfeld. See, I've already forgotten which way it was
Hailee
proper.
Steinfeld.
Yeah, I'll just go with that, Haley.
Actress slash musician.
And I'm using the
Insidious?
term, I'm ter using the term musician very slightly.
Oh, okay. So it's not like Gaga. Not Jennifer Lopez. I'll just say Jennifer Lopez. Who is it?
Mandy Moore.
Oh, wow. Okay. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yep, not since This Is Us was canceled.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yep.
I'm missing you like candy. Yeah, that's Mandy Moore.
Number eight, the long-awaited sequel, at least in my eyes, to Mortal Kombat is coming out. Johnny Cage is going to be in this one, and he is being played by whom?
Who do I want to see play Johnny Cage? I don't know his name, but the guy from Ted Lasso that played football, Jamie.
Ooh, that would actually be a good one.
God, I feel like you fogged my brain with your with the text that had Casper Van Dien in that movie. And so
Avenger Scream, baby.
I can't stop thinking about him as that role. I'm not sure. Casper Van Dien.
Oh, who? You're gonna hate me. Is Johnny Cage the tall blonde guy with the buzz cut? No, I'm not a Mortal Kombat guy. I don't know what you want.
Johnny Cage is the movie star that's like uber cocky.
Oh, got it. Let me see. Who would I fan cast in a role like that? Almost like it sounds almost like a Booster Gold kind of character.
A little bit, yeah.
And the big fan cast there was Nathan Fillion, but he was obviously Guy Gardner. Who could pull that off in a charming way? I'm gonna go with gonna go with who's God, why am I forgetting his name? Like I see this beautiful man in my face.
In your
I'm gonna
face?
go well in my head.
Right in your face, you see this beautiful man.
I'm gonna go with Chris Pine. Why not?
Who is it? This one though. It's Carl Urban.
Okay. Yeah.
I do like that though. I think that would be fun.
Carl Urban could be an old, are they going for an older kind of
I guess,
still full of
yeah.
himself, but a little frazzled?
Little frazzled. Yeah, maybe. Like probably. I would
Yeah.
think that's about the route they'd go.
The guy that played Jamie on Ted Lasso would just be pure cocky Johnny
Yes. Oh yeah,
Cage.
he'd be like new to
Yeah.
acting, Johnny Cage, like starring his first movie, look at me. Number nine, Universal Studios is once again trying to launch its Dark Monster universe. Which horror icon are they trying this time?
Well, just going on what they're doing at the park, and they haven't tried before. Wolfman?
Can't I've only got two guess options. I don't know if either of them are supposed to be part of this universe that they've tried to do. I just don't know. I'll never understand why. It's like if you do this universe, you've got to finish. The last movie has to be Abbott and Costello run into the monsters. Like that's just absurd. It's just absurd. But I know there's a new Wolfman movie out, but there's also, and I don't know if they're leaning into like the Dracula portion of this with the Nosferatu movie. I don't know. So I'll just say Wolfman.
I didn't know that they were doing this. So, horror icon, Wolfman. I'm gonna go Wolfman.
Is the Wolfman.
Nice. Okay.
Yes, Nosferatu is not part of the Universal
I
Studios.
didn't think so, but it was so new. And I'm like, God, it does have this weird feel of like, we'll do Nosferatu, but we'll make it like Insidious.
Yeah, right.
You know what
No,
I mean? Like, we'll treat it in real world and do
yeah.
this, but I don't know. I don't
No,
see
it
much
is the
about it.
Wolfman, and the last time they attempted this was 2010, and you can listen to that episode on the Game for a Movie
Yeah, I
podcast.
guarantee you it's on your podcast at some point. Even with
Benicio del
Benicio del
Toro.
Toro couldn't save it.
Oh, yeah. Oh
Hey
my
man, they've
gosh.
made these movies. Jack Nicholson couldn't, make the
Yep.
movie great.
Yeah,
It's just
right.
the only time I think it's ever been done well is American Werewolf in London.
And number 10, Channing Tatum is starring in a biopic called Roof Man about a fugitive who used to steal from what fast food chain by entering via their roofs?
Huh. McDonald's.
Said fast food chains?
Yep.
Which is McDonald's.
I'm just gonna guess McDonald's. I don't know.
McDonald's is it.
Oh, nice. I mean, poor McDonald's, man. They're at the center of all these weird.
I mean, that's the one to break into, I think, if you had to break into
That's fair. That's fair. You know that they've got
any.
money in their
Oh
registers.
yeah. Congratulations, Mitchell. You are the champion of the quiz of 2024. What do you decree for 2025 and beyond?
Oh goodness. Well, before any decree, I would like to thank Godzilla for all of my pop culture knowledge from this past year, in particular with Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. And I also watched rewatched Godzilla Minus One in 2024. So it's pretty cool too. And I picked up a Godzilla toy. So he's pretty sick. A shout to him, shout to my wife as well for putting up with me. Now for my 2025 decree. I'll say this, superhero movies are so fucking back, baby. We're gonna get a good Superman movie. we're going to get a good Fantastic Four movie. When is the last time either of those have happened? So I'm very much looking forward to good creatives behind really strong characters from comics, and finally, for the first time, giving them their due on the big screen.
All right, I just want to say thank you guys for jumping in and being contestants on the quiz of 2024. If you were playing along at home, please send us your scores or some of the questions, what you thought of them. You can reach us at Game for a Movie on basically every single platform. We're on Blue Sky, we're on Threads, we're on X/Twitter/ whatever the fuck we're calling it. We're on Instagram, all that good stuff. Reach out to us at Game for a Movie. The entire year of 2025 is planned out. Penciled in, I'll say. Penciled in. Because obviously any new bad movie will take precedence. But I have a bad movie planned for every 2 weeks of the year. I will try my best to be on schedule. If you would like to be a part of it, let me know. I have some great ones down the line. And I am happy to have you jump on an episode. Just reach out to us again at Game for a Movie. Thank you guys very much for sticking with us for 2024, for the quiz of 2024 and beyond. We really appreciate it. I've been Mike for Game for a Movie, where we ask, are you game for a movie? We'll see you in 2025. Bye.